Before we get started with this episode, I wanted to let you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. In honor of this, I'm making my signature course, Resiliency Sprint, 50% off just for podcast listeners. You also get lifetime access to CBT Family Toolbox, over 100 activities, resources, and ideas to bring cognitive behavioral tools to your family. Head to childanxietysupport.com/resiliencysprint to learn all about this foundational course. And when you sign up, use code PODCAST to get 50% off both the coached and uncoached versions. This offer is only good till May 31st, so make sure you sign up now. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Child Anxiety Fact Podcast. My name is Dawn Friedman, and I'm the owner of Child Anxiety Support, a membership for parents of anxious kids. I have my master's in clinical counseling and additional postgraduate training in child anxiety disorders, including exposure and response prevention and the Supportive Parenting for Anxious Childhood Emotions Program, or SPACE program, which was designed by Dr. Ellie Lebowitz of the Yale Child Study Center. I'm also certified in infant toddler mental health. FAQ stands for Frequently Asked Questions, and each week I'll be answering your questions about childhood and teen anxiety. Let's get started. This week is a question I got from a listener after they listened to episode 64. Episode 64 was, are there any downsides to practicing gentle parenting with an anxious child? But I want to read you their whole question, because it's long and specific, and I'll be referencing it throughout this episode. Okay, here it goes. I have always considered myself a gentle parent, and that really worked for us when my son was small. He's always been intense and anxious, and being there for him made a big difference in his functioning. But now he's 10, and I feel like we're stuck. I don't know how to gentle parent a big kid. I'm exhausted from his meltdowns, and I don't understand why he has them. He's had a full workup from a psychologist who said he's only anxious, and I don't understand how to help him function better. We've tried therapy, and he just says he's bored, and we didn't get anywhere because he wouldn't engage with a therapist. Our worst times are bedtime, when he won't let me leave. I need some time for myself in the evening, but I feel so guilty because he gets very upset. When I do try to leave, even if his father offers to stay with him, he just follows me, so I end up giving in, and I don't know what to do. All right, I have to tell you all, I have heard so many versions of this from parents of bigger kids, and even of kids who are older than this 10-year-old. So if this describes your life, I want to tell you, you are not alone. I mentioned in a previous episode that I brought my kids up in the gentle parenting community, and I can remember at playdates and social events that there were always discussions about big kids who wouldn't or couldn't sleep alone. I can remember that some of the advice was to just get a bigger bed. I had friends who did that. They had mattresses wall to wall, and it worked for them. Everyone was okay with it. And I had other friends who gave in other ways, like having one parent sleep with one kid and the other sleep with the other kid. I mean, all kinds of musical beds. And that's fine, too, if people are okay with it. If they're okay with it, then they're okay with it. But lots of people are not okay with it for a million reasonable reasons. And they feel bad about not being okay with it because they're supposed to be gentle parents, right? And gentle parents make sacrifices. Gentle parents prioritize their child's well-being. Gentle parents are patient and trust their kids to take the lead. Here's the problem with this. Gentle parents aren't just parents, they're people. And they have a right to their own well-being. Part of parenting is helping our children adjust to a shift where they are no longer the center of the universe. There needs to be a healthy move towards more independence and towards letting other people in the family have the spotlight too. Now, this is a negotiation, and how it looks will be different in every family. But when I'm working with gentle parents, I know that they are often going to need extra help to process what's going to happen next. They need time to explore how to confront anxiety, how to get out of the parenting pitfalls, and still be true to their values. You know, one thing that I'm often struck by in working with all parents is that most of us get all the way to adulthood and parenthood without ever getting any instruction on child development. So we don't always know what to expect from our kids. We don't always know what's realistic. Sometimes this means our expectations are too high, like expecting a toddler to have an attention span. But sometimes, and especially I see this in gentle parents who tend to err on the side of caution, our expectations are too low. It's reasonable to expect a 10-year-old to be able to fall asleep alone. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do bedtime that way. Like I said, if reading to your 10-year-old and cuddling with them until they fall asleep makes you happy, great. But if you're unhappy or frustrated or resentful, you do not and you should not keep doing it. There is nothing selfish about wanting your 10-year-old to go to bed by themselves. It's fine. It's okay to want it. It's okay to build a plan to get it. And in fact, I'd say that if there are these problems at bedtime where you are wanting it and you're pushing for it and your child is having meltdowns, there are likely other anxiety problems in other places. And working on anxiety at bedtime might help in those other areas because, for one thing, it might mean you get better sleep and then you have greater capacity to find the pitfalls you're falling into in other parts of your life and climb out of them. Just to be clear, it's not that the family is doing this that's the issue. It's when people are doing things they don't want to do that are making people unhappy, that are holding kids back, that it's a problem. Gentle parenting should grow with the family. It needs to change as the family's needs change. So here are some things I want you to know about anxiety and gentle parenting bigger kids. One is that gentle parenting doesn't mean that your needs are always on the chopping block. I strongly believe that in connected families where parents have worked hard to really understand and be with their kids, our frustration or impatience is a sign that our child is ready to grow. I think that impatience is a tool, a diagnostic tool for what needs to happen next. If you find yourself dreading certain parts of your parenting life, that doesn't mean you're a bad parent or that you have a bad kid. It means it's time to look at that part of your parenting life and figure out what needs to change. Gentle parenting doesn't mean doing whatever will make your child happiest. Happiest is not always healthiest, and short-term happiness doesn't always lead to long-term growth and contentment. We do not need to treat our kids like they're made of spun glass. Our children need to know that we see them as resilient and strong and brave and capable. And that means that sometimes we're going to be pushy. We're going to expect them to stretch. Some children need that pressure, gentle pressure, to move to the next stage. If you have a child who's always been dragging their feet, that kind of kid, you can expect them to continue to be this way. And you may need to help them along more than is really comfortable for you. Gentle parenting lends a different context to decisions. This is such an important one. When I talk to gentle parents about getting out of the parenting pitfalls and we decide on a course of action, like expecting the child to lay down alone at night, the parents often start to remember their own feelings of being abandoned, and they become understandably fearful that they are asking too much of their kid. But I ask them to remember that they are parenting from a different place of understanding, love, and support. They're not walking away from their child. There's a plan. There's preparation. The child is informed and supported. There is a whole cohesive process based on the research and then personalized for that child and that family. And that makes all the difference. Now, my guess is, and I don't know because they didn't share more than what I read to you, that this family has tried stepping out of the pitfalls, and their child has pulled them back in. Because they've said, whenever I try to ask him to sleep by himself, he just follows me around. Well, that means that that parent's going to have to be a little pushier, a little more firm, is going to have clearer boundaries, and their child is not going to like it. Things are probably going to get a little worse until they get better. But their child is capable. They just don't know they're capable. And so with a clear plan, with a clear structure, with clear expectations and communication, I believe that this child can overcome their anxiety and everybody will be freer at bedtime. If you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed or frustrated, please consider joining the Child Anxiety Support Program. You get the asynchronous courses, but you get me too. I'm there to offer you private, personalized support through the live office hours in real time or via messaging in the site. You do not have to go through this alone. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. If you have a question you would like me to answer on the show, please go to childanxietysupport.com/FAQ. And if you'd like to learn more about the Child Anxiety Support membership, please go to childanxietysupport.com. The membership offers courses, live events, and community to help you design a personalized program to free your family from the trap of child anxiety. I hope you'll consider subscribing to the podcast and sharing it with any friends or family who you think might find it helpful. You can get more of my child anxiety content over at Instagram, where I'm Dawn Friedman, MSED, or on Facebook at the Child Anxiety Support page. Thanks again, and have a great week.